With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting President Trump is hopeful that Congress can avert a government shutdown at the end of the week. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The president told reporters on Air Force One that he thinks a spending bill that would keep federal agencies funded through September will probably pass this week. But he's not ruling out a possible shutdown.
Could happen. I mean, the Democrats want that. They want to destroy the country. So I can't tell you, but it could happen.
Congress must act by midnight Friday to avoid a partial government shutdown. Greg Clugston, The White House.
An American college student is missing in the Dominican Republic.
The search continues in the Dominican Republic for a missing college student from the U.S. 20-year-old University of Pittsburgh student Sudichka Konaki was last seen Thursday at a beach near the resort town Punta Cana. Her family in Virginia says Konaki was on spring break with friends. A police complaint notes the student's belongings, including her phone and wallet, were left with her friends, which is unusual because she always carried her phone with her. Konaki's father tells WTOP Radio in Washington, since she has not been found, they want police to investigate multiple options. I'm Ed Donahue.
As temperatures climbed to near records in parts of the central United States, a potent storm system was setting up to wallop the nation later. It's expected to pour heavy rain on western states later this week before rumbling into the central United States. Forecasters say it could spawn tornadoes in the south. The system could also dump heavy snow across parts of the Great Plains and upper Midwest, creating blizzard conditions. As it moves east, a regional outbreak of severe thunderstorms is expected over parts of several southern states beginning Friday and continuing into Saturday. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 890 points. This is SRN News. In 2005, Austin, Texas resident Daniel Geraci was busy helping over 6,000 families that had flooded into Austin in the wake of Hurricane Katrina. He tells correspondent Lori Tratup of SRN News the crisis in Austin was a turning point in his life.
It was in the middle of that that the Lord downloaded a vision about a crisis response church network model that ultimately led to launching the Austin Disaster Relief Network that built to well over 200 churches, and we've trained well over 10,000 Christian volunteers to mobilize the body of Christ to begin responding to all types of crisis, mostly disasters.
Geraci's initial church outreach became a blessing to many, since over the next 14 years, Austin, Texas experienced 16 major disasters, with three of those being catastrophic. Tomorrow we'll learn how Geraci's vision has expanded to churches nationwide. SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
U.S. stock market sell-off got worse. The S&P 500 fell 2.7% as worries build about how much the economy will endure through tariffs. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 2.1%, and the NASDAQ Composite sank 4%. Elon Musk's Tesla fell to one of the market's sharpest losses, as did airlines and other companies that need U.S. shoppers feeling confident enough to spend. Bitcoin fell below $79,000 from more than $100,000 in December. The Dow was down 890 points to finish at 41,911. The NASDAQ lost 727 to 17,468. The S&P 500 dropped 155 to 5614. With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com.